Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, in rural Minnesota, it is a well-known fact that we have an older population. And because of that, there are going to be some economic issues to consider. One, of course, is how do we take care of this aging population? But another one is, as this population ages and migrates out of the workforce, who's going to replace those folks?
Right, right. What are you going to do for these larger companies in greater Minnesota where, you know, a large percentage of their workforce is going to be retiring over the next 10 years, and there doesn't seem to be a corresponding number of younger people coming in. And so you have companies like Polaris and Arctic Cat and Marvin Windows and all these places that are good-sized businesses. They have good wages, but where are they going to get the workers from?
And that is more than $1 million question, I have a feeling. So are there some people that are kicking around some ideas about what some of these communities in rural Minnesota might consider doing?
Well, I'm sure these communities that, you know, like Roseau, that are very dependent on these large businesses, they're kicking around a lot of ideas because this is going to be big trouble for them if they don't get this figured out. And but also, you know, not just in manufacturing, but in healthcare, because, you know, these retired workers are not necessarily going to move away. There might be more retirees moving to these communities, especially in the lakes areas, you know, and they'll be needing services. So the hospitals are looking for people too.
Yeah, not just hospitals either. There are, you know, multiple layers.
Yeah,
nursing homes
and assisted living and just retiree complexes, and you know, and so, you know, there are opportunities that we can think of right now, even just to start with. We read story after story about all these college graduates who are getting out of school and they can't find a job. You know, they're going back home to live with their parents. And we have a lot of towns in greater Minnesota that are going to be having jobs. And so how do you make the two of those fit together? You know, how do you make your town a place that not necessarily where you're going to keep the kids there, but you're going to make your town a place that they're going to want to come back to?
Yeah, you know, and I think that there may be some times when some retooling is going to be necessary for even someone with a four-year college degree, for instance, if it's in a manufacturing kind of a scenario or something like that. But that's where maybe creativity comes into play.
Exactly. Things like mentoring type programs where you pair up incoming new graduates or kids who are just, you know, who are interested, who have just gotten out of the community or technical college, pair them up with people who are going to be retiring in a few years and have them teach them their job, and they'll get valuable experience and they'll get a, you know, a foot up in the business.
Absolutely. And these young people might have some ideas to bring to the table themselves.
Exactly. The new technology and everything they've just been learning about.
Indeed. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.